this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Is there life on Mars? Was there ever life on Mars? NASA announced last Monday that after analysing powdered rock samples collected from the surface of Mars by NASA's Curiosity rover, several of the samples are rich in a type of carbon that on Earth is associated with biological processes. While the finding is intriguing, it doesn't necessarily point to ancient life on Mars, as scientists have not yet found conclusive supporting evidence of ancient or current biology there, such as sedimentary rock formations produced by ancient bacteria, or a diversity of complex organic molecules formed by life. As you can imagine, there have been many hyperbolic headlines about this, but it's always best to go to the source. And this is what the source, NASA, says about the samples. We're finding things on Mars that are tantalisingly interesting, but we would really need more evidence to say we've identified life. So we're looking at what else could have caused the carbon signature we're seeing, if not life. In a report of their findings published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences Journal on January the 18th, Curiosity scientists offer several explanations for the unusual carbon signals they detected. Their hypotheses are drawn partly from carbon signatures on Earth, but scientists warn the two planets are so different they can't make definitive conclusions based on Earth samples. Astrobiologist Jennifer L. Eigenbroder, part of the carbon study, says, "We need to open our minds and think outside the box." There are currently three front runners as explanations. Only one of these is that there are signs of ancient life on Mars. On Mars, Curiosity researchers found that nearly half of their samples had surprisingly large amounts of carbon-12 compared to what scientists have measured in the Martian atmosphere and meteorites. These samples came from five distinct locations in Gale Crater, the researchers report. On Earth, processes that would produce the carbon signal we're detecting on Mars are biological. We have to understand whether the same explanation works for Mars or if there are other explanations, because Mars is very different. It could be that carbon cycles on Mars without any biological interference. Okay, so that's one. It's signs of ancient life. Another explanation suggests the carbon signature could have resulted from the interaction of ultraviolet light with carbon dioxide gas in the Martian atmosphere, producing new carbon-containing molecules that would have settled to the surface. And the other final explanation speculates that the carbon could have been left behind from a rare event hundreds of millions of years ago when the solar system passed through a giant molecular cloud rich in the type of carbon detected. So, as usual with a lot of these things, more data is needed. Researchers point out that this study provides guidance to the team behind NASA's Perseverance rover on the best types of samples to collect to confirm the carbon signature and determine definitively whether it's coming from life or not. Perseverance, if you remember, is the latest rover to land on Mars, not Curiosity, and it's collecting samples from the Martian surface for possible future return to Earth. So the Curiosity samples are only being analysed by Curiosity in situ, and there is a limit to what it can do. Well, it does look like we're inching towards an extremely important finding. If there has been life on Mars, this would tell us that Earth is not the only planet in the universe capable of harbouring life, and that one could extrapolate that other planets in other solar systems may also contain life. Whether it can do your tax accounts and tie shoelaces is another matter entirely. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.